After you're done listening to the Rush Hour, check out The Tradie Show, the podcast for tradies at lifestyletradie.com.au. The Rush Hour. Gus Warland, Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor. This is the Triple M Rush Hour.
Welcome to the Rush Hour. Gus, Jude and Wendell, but Candace in for Wendell. And follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Rush Hour Triple M. Let's talk AFL off the top. Buddy Franklin on his way to Brisbane. It's done and dusted, they're saying, Jude. What is the story? The Swans fans just can't believe it. Can you give us a little bit of an understanding?
Well, I think everyone was a little bit shocked when this news broke last night. And it's they've been obviously linked, Buddy, with Brisbane. There's been talk that, that's his preferred place to finish up. He's at the end of his 9-year, $10 million contract this year. I'm still a little bit in that camp that says, there's plenty to play out in this. So to be really clear, he's a restricted free agent. And what that means is that he's in the top 25% of the club earners, and he also comes out in his 8th or 9th year. So the Swans have the right of reply on any offer, and nothing can be done until the trade period at the end of the season. So there's a lot to go out. I feel that this is being played a little bit about by his management to just put it out there and show he's got options.
Jude, you know Swans fans better than anyone. Would they be disappointed with how this has been played out so publicly?
Yeah, I think so. I think people are well aware that he's been commanded an incredible income over this period. And then also, they've given him that love and support throughout. But so you do want to win that public battle throughout as well. So I just feel that they'll end up finding a way to lock him on for another year at the Swans. But you wouldn't want to give away the farm as well. So.
No, exactly right. And most people are saying he's done well out of the Swannies, so maybe come back a couple of hundred, get for 400 or 500 rather than 700 and stay with the Swannies and be loyal.
Yeah, and the interesting thing was that the linkage to Brisbane as well. I was initially thinking if there was a move north, it might be to the Gold Coast because that's where Jacinta's, they've bought a place up there and her family's up that way. So.
And the coach as well.
Yeah, exactly. And he's got a great relationship with Stuart Dew as well. So, however, he wants to go into a club that is in a premiership window. Well, the Swans are in that sort of premiership window as well. So there's a bit to play out. It'll be interesting to see. It's going to dominate some of the news till trade week at the end of the year.
Do the AFL have a rule where if a certain player has played at a club for an extended period of time that they get an exemption or a percentage of their salary exempt from the cap?
Yeah, so there's unrestricted free agents and their players have previously been delisted or in the bottom 75% of the club's salary and have served 10 years or
10
more.
Years or
so
more, yep.
That's an unrestricted. So he hasn't played that long at the Swans.
So how long has he been at the Swans?
But he's also been in that top earning bracket. So
okay.
9 years.
So 9 years. So if he did one more, then he would be eligible.
Yes, but...
So they could theoretically offer him 2 years, do a lower one for the next year and then bump it up that second year.
But he's also 36 next year. So that's where you're giving away the farm. If he has an injury early on next year, look, it's pretty hard. So we'll wait and see.
He's a big deal, buddy, and
huge.
No doubt you'll get all the latest, so we'll hear it from you. Welcome back to the Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Candace. We're talking all things Comm Games with this man.
Our next guest is fast, really fast. I bet you I couldn't read all the stuff about him in the time it takes him to run 100 metres. He's one of our greatest athletic stars. From 1998, he claimed 5 consecutive Australian national titles for the 100-metre sprint. Later in 1998, he went to the Comm Games in Kuala Lumpur, where he broke the Australian national 100-metre record. He later went on to complete in the Sydney 2000. He did a lot of great stuff. And since he's stopped running, he's been killing it in the media world, working as a presenter for Channel 7. Please welcome to the Rush Hour, Matt Shervington.
Yeah, Shervo, one of the best blokes you ever want to meet as well. G'day, Shervo. How are you, brother?
Oh my God, that's the best intro I think I've ever heard.
Hey, mate.
That was all the stuff I did. It only took 10 seconds. Still lasts longer than... Anyway.
Yeah.
You've always been good around that 10-second mark.
Yeah, apparently. So I keep hearing.
Hey, Shervo,
congratulations. How are you guys?
Mate, we're very well. It's great to talk to you, mate. We've been obviously just eyes on the Comm Games, been loving it. Australia been dominant, but not quite as dominant as perhaps we expected over England, who have done a really good job, second in the ladder, but everyone else way behind.
Yeah, they're sneaking up on us now. They're in the 40s when it comes to gold. We've just ticked over 50. So... look, we always knew the pool was going to be our kind of strong point with the swimmers. They picked up 25 gold 65 medals in total. Can you believe that? I mean, it's quite amazing considering, you know, the likes of Emma McKeon did a lot of heavy lifting. She took away 6 gold. She competed in 16 races in 6 days. So she did an amazing job. They all did an amazing job. But in saying that too, we've already picked up a number of golds in the athletics. We've got a whole lot of team events to come towards the back end of the competition as those sort of tournaments start to wind down. So the women's T20, the both hockeys, the Kookaburras Hockey Roos. We've got the netball, which we're hoping can get the job done. They got a bit of a scare from Jamaica last night, amongst other things. So, yeah, no, we've still got a whole bunch of medals to pick up.
Shervo, talking about the track and field, Rowan Browning, is it true that his semi-final race or his time for that race would have actually won him a silver medal?
Yeah, so he progressed. It would have given him – it would have just been outside the medals. His heat run, yes, absolutely, you bang on, would have got a silver medal. It's hard, though, you know, the hundreds – there were 10 heats of the hundreds and – the wind conditions are so critical. The headwind and the tailwind, it can all make such a big difference on time because you're talking about literally hundreds, thousandths of a second difference. So, look, I think Rowan wasn't happy. We messaged each other last night and he was saying it's hard, you know. It's a hard thing to do to come through with such a big program that he's had going to the World Championships in Oregon literally days before he came over to the UK. Like so many of the track and field athletes, it was unusual to have a World Championship so close. But he's learned a lot. He's taken a big step forward. It was his first major championship final. He missed out in 2018 on the Gold Coast. So hopefully he'll do better for the experience.
So you think he can crack the 10 seconds?
Yeah, I do. I legitimately think he can. He's one of those athletes that hugely intelligent kid. He's doing a double degree, commerce law. He's got a great coach, Andrew Murphy, who was a triple jumper, made it at a world level in the triple jump. And he's learned a lot. He's worked with a lot of coaches. He has all the tools absolutely to break 10. And it will be a matter of time for him. He will do it. He just needs the right conditions and the right form. And if he can do that, I mean, you know, if you can break 10 at any major championships these days, you put yourself in the mix for medals. So I think Rowan can do that.
Fantastic. What about the cold hero? Let's have a listen to this, Matt Denny.
Attempt 6 for Matthew Denny. On its way, gives it everything, gives it a roar. It's going to be out there. It's going to be out there. He loves it. 67.26.
This guy, Matt Denny.
Oh, you think I'm big? Look at this dude.
Damn, he's big.
That's a thick, boy.
And there's the Englishman who got the silver, saying what we just heard. But he's a great friend of ours, Matt Denny. He's an absolute champion. So glad that he got the gold.
Now, every time I turn on Channel 7, you are absolutely everywhere. Is it true you're the heir apparent to take Koshy's job on Sunrise?
Oh,
geez, you put me on the spot there. Look, I've definitely been filling in for Koshy here and there, but no, that's not the case. I love going on to Sunrise, though. Love the crew and love doing some brekkie TV. It takes me out of my comfort zone, that's for sure, when you're interviewing everyone from Jimmy Barnes to the Prime Minister. So, yeah, no, it's fun. I'm enjoying it.
Shervo, tell Candace about when I nearly killed you in India.
Oh, my God. Well, we're talking about Commonwealth Games. Is it fair to say we're trying out for the tandem cycling through the streets of old Delhi? Mm-hmm. So we're doing this piece to camera. We're following this old van. The cameraman sitting in the back of the van. Gus and I thought it'd be a great idea to ride a tandem bike through the streets of Delhi. Stupid.
Never a good idea.
Well, someone didn't communicate with us. The van stopped dead in front of us. We literally rammed into it and I went flying over the handlebars. Gus almost went through the front windshield of the van. And I've got to be honest, I haven't heard Gus. But, you know, you're a gentle giant, Gus, let's be honest. You're the nicest man on the planet. But some profanities came out of your mouth that day.
They certainly did. I'm just glad I didn't kill you, Shervo, because you've got so much to give, brother. Thanks so much for joining us. Loving you and Em on Channel 7. You're doing a great job. Finish it off for us. Let's get that 1,000th gold medal in the next couple of days. And we look forward to talking to you soon, champ.
15 to come. Love you guys.
Good on you, mate. There's Matty Shervington there. We spoke yesterday about this quiet quitting. And if you weren't listening to us yesterday, basically quiet quitting means Australians that are going around in their workplace and doing the bare minimum just to get through.
Clocking right on at nine and whatever's that finishing time, just get the hell out of there. No checking emails, no calls after.
Exactly. Like do the bare minimum just to keep your job. And you might have a couple of your warning letters in there with HR, but they're not quite enough to give you the flick. And it made me think about a mate of mine. I can't believe I didn't think about it yesterday. This bloke who literally walked around for years doing the bare minimum, and he had in his wallet his resignation letter, knowing full well at some stage someone's going to go, mate.
Time to check out.
You've checked out a long time ago. We've just worked it out. So he then got called to HR with the boss.
The moment came.
3 or 4 years after he'd written the resignation letter, had it in his wallet. So as he walked into HR and they sat him down and said, right, we need to talk to you. Bang, he whipped out the letter. Just throws it across the table, hits the HR lady in the chest, and the bloke goes, what's this? That's my resignation letter. I'm out of here. I don't want this job anyway. And that gave him that really
spectacular exit.
Exactly. Just owned it. Love that.
He absolutely owned it. Give us your how did you quit? Was it spectacular or how were you fired? And Kieran from Castle Hill's given us a call. G'day, Kieran.
G'day, team. How are we going today?
Good, Kieran.
We're good. Tell us your story.
Mate, when I was 17, my brother-in-law worked on the big screens at ANZ Stadium.
Yep.
And he got me a gig as one of the cable runners for the on-field cameraman.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the half-time shows with the kids running around, he was running backwards, and I just wasn't quick enough to pull those cables up. And, mate, he tumbled over. He went, you know, head over heels.
Oh.
Big screen went completely black. Lucky there was another cameraman there to take up the feed.
Oh.
But, safe to say, I wasn't asked to come back.
Good on you, Kieran.
Cut out the big screen.
That is brilliant, big fella. G'day, Janine.
Oh, hi. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're good. Tell us your story.
Okay, so I worked in an emergency department for about 11 years and decided I was going to go outback nursing. So I quit via email from Thailand.
Oh, nice.
And then came home and... I got some outback nursing gigs up in Queensland, and while I was in Mount Isa, I got fired for shagging in the nurses' quarters.
Oh, well, that can happen, Janine. You know, love is a mysterious thing.
No details.
Yeah, sure,
but
sure.
Then I had purchased a car while I was up there, so I had to drive home from Mount Isa to the Central Coast in a Barina.
Oh no!
Thank you, Janine. You're
nurses
a legend.
Outfit. Move on, mate.
What about Greg? G'day, Greg.
Hey guys.
How are you, Greg?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, good. A little different to the others. 15 so years ago, working for a company, things weren't going great. Knew the sort of writing was on the wall. Got called into the management of HR. Sat down. I'd written my resignation letter. I thought I'll take the high road. Hit 5 minutes in the meeting. They said, we've thought about the position of the company. We're going to make it redundant. And here's your redundancy package. If you sign it now, you take 30K.
Magnificent. There's your 30K handshake.
Winning.
Exactly. Thank you very much, guys.
Sensational.
Good on you, Greg.
Yeah, that was very good. Thanks, guys.
Good on you, mate. Have a fantastic weekend. Great callers. Really appreciate. Candace, well, some information has come across our desk, and this is an opportunity for us to stitch you up. We've got some audio of you.
What is it?
This is an opportunity for us to stitch you up after you stitched up my great mate Jude Bolton the other day.
No, I know what this is going to be.
I
don't think you do.
I do.
Let's just review what you stitched me up with.
No.
You played this.
Oh, it's all right, mate. I'll jump on the stepper and wait till you finish with Ryan. Ryan, Jude, Brett, this is Dee, Phil's replacement.
Hi.
Hi, Dee, I'm Jude. Jocko says I'm up first. Lucky me.
Oh, nice to meet you, Jude. Just give me a few minutes to set up.
So that was my appalling cameo in Neighbours.
Don't do it, guys.
Don't do this
to me.
And no, we're not going to stitch up Candace Warner. We're going to stitch up Candace Falzon.
Please.
Yes. Wow.
Now, Now,
this should be about the time that I just storm out of the studio.
You've got tears in your eyes.
For the last few weeks, I've been filling in, helping you guys out. I thought I was just loved around here.
You're part of the family.
What a stitch up.
You're part of the family.
I love you. I do. I think this is Jude's
fault. I
actually
feel sick. Yeah. That's disgusting.
So what was that show? What was it about?
It was a show called It Takes Two. And it was, I guess, like Dancing with the Stars, where you have a professional. I was partnered up with Anthony Kalia, and each week you'd sing a song. And
he's only short, isn't he, Anthony?
He is only short, but wow, he can sing. Mate. But yes. The problem is he would choose songs that were good for his voice, but not necessarily good for mine.
What's your genre? What do you prefer?
Oh, look, let's be honest. We're only good singers when we've got a few drinks under our belts.
Well, let's grab another clip.
Oh, come on.
Kiss.
And then they kiss, actually.
Yeah, we did kiss.
The worst kiss of all time. They actually kiss, and it's like they both just don't want to be doing it.
Well, it was, he wasn't interested in me.
Of course not.
And now I'm sweating. Like, that is, how could you?
The video is going to be on our socials as well. Candace, you have been brilliant.
Thanks for being
good sport. We've loved the fact that you filled in, and you are someone very much part of this team. So
thank you.
You're not part of the team until you have the you-know-what
taken out of you. So is this a bit of an initiation?
You're in.
Oh,
you're in.
Sweet.
You're into the trust
stream. Exactly. I'm blaming you, Jude. She cried there initially. Oh, poor Candace, I really do feel for you. There was tears in the eyes there. Time now for this.
Whether you're on the train, in the car, or on the buses, it's Gus's Big Sports Quiz. Download the DoorDash app now for 30% off your first four orders. Minimum order value $20. New DoorDash customers only.
And we're going up to the Blue Mountains. It's been nice and chilly this winter up there. Mick is on the line. G'day, Mick. How are you, mate?
Going very well, thank you.
Mate, good on you. Best of luck tonight or today against me. Over to you, Jude.
Welcome, Mick. Welcome to the Rush Hour. You do have a phone-a-friend in Candace Warner who does have the answers, and you can use Candace the once during this quiz. So good luck, Mick. We'll go to Gus first. Here we go. Gussie.
Yep.
Which two teams are kicking off the English Premier League tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.?
Oh, I know it's Arsenal.
Yes.
Oh.
And one toured as well.
And what toured did you say?
One toured Australia recently.
Oh, one toured Australia. Aston Villa.
No, Palace.
Oh,
Crystal Palace.
Damn it.
All right, JV, as much as I could there.
Yeah, okay. No, that's fair
play. Righto, Mick. Which country currently sits atop of the Commonwealth Games ladder, medals ladder?
Pretty sure that's Australia.
Bang, you're on the board.
Yes, Mick.
All right, here we go.
What do you mean, yes, Mick? The easiest question in the history of this quiz.
Doesn't matter. Gussie, he's my man.
Which golfer reportedly turned down over $800 million to join LIV Golf?
Tiger Woods.
Oh, why don't you give him an easier question?
Oh, this is, who's written these easy?
This is a rort.
Righto, Mick, which team?
If I win, I'll give it to Mick anyway.
Stop talking over the question.
Sorry, mate.
Okay, Mick, which team won the Women's Euros last weekend?
England.
Bang, he is on the board again.
Yes.
2-1.
Oh, yeah, I need
that
this.
Wasn't that easy either.
Mick is on fire.
That was easy, Mick. Saw some photos from that the other day. Very interesting.
David Clemmer allegedly swore at the trainer on Sunday.
Yeah.
What was the trainer's name?
Hayden Knowles.
Oh.
Great mate of mine, Haydos. You don't mess with him either.
Fantastic.
You do not.
All right,
and
here we go.
New South Wales is trainer as well, champion.
And I believe this is Mick for the win, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And he's got Candace.
All right, here we go. Which of these teams are not in the top eight of the NRL? The Raiders, the Rabbitohs, or the Roosters?
I'm going to have to go with Candace on this one. Please, Candace,
thank
bring
you.
It home.
It is the Raiders.
Bang. Well done, Mick. You get the DoorDash voucher on this Friday. Set the weekend off. Fantastic, mate. Yeah. Great work.
Much appreciated. Thanks, guys, and have a good weekend. Thank you, Candace.
No worries. I love a winner.
Good on you, Mick. $100 DoorDash voucher. Download the DoorDash app now for 30% off your first four orders. Minimum order, $20. New DoorDash customers only. I am filthy.
You are filthy.
You can't use Candace.
That's the rule.
For the last question.
Why can't you?
Because it's just a given. It's done.
Yeah, but you also can't give you the easiest questions on the planet either.
When's Dale back?
You're meant to know your EPL.
When's Dale back?
You're
Monday?
Meant to know your EPL, mate.
Yes.
You're good.
Oh.
The Roosters last night, 34-16 win over the Broncos.
Got it done.
Luke Keary, he interviewed by Channel 9 after the game, and, well, this is what he said.
How do you find that continuity for the 80 minutes? Because when you've got it in you, you know you can mix it with the best of them, but then you have lapses, right?
Mate, it's like, the only way I can describe it, it's like being in a rave nightclub and people are just going off at periods in the game. People are just going, and, mate, we've got some quality boys out there who can create stuff out of nothing, so it's going to get rid of the nightclub scene.
When was the last time you were at a rave?
When we played last Thursday night, I went straight after the game.
Went straight after the game last Thursday. I mean, how many rave nightclubs have you been in, Jesse?
I don't go to too many rave, but I do know some of the songs because I've got young kids. So let's play a little bit of Sandstone.
What?
Is it Sandstone?
Oh, Sandstorm.
Oh, no. God, Jesse.
Trying to unpack that.
Hey, please don't talk
Luke
over it,
clip, though. I mean, what does he mean?
I've got a bit of a theory here. I think it's a word that the club, as a playing group, have said, next, whoever does an interview, you've got to try and get a particular word out. So his one was rave. It's just like we saw when the women's...
But we do play like that, though. We do play in ravey moments.
It's a bit like when the women's won the World Cup and Meg Lennon came out in the press conference and said the word grouse. Like, there is a particular word that needs to be said. Otherwise, I reckon he would have got fined by the playing group.
Oh, okay. That's the plan. Does that ever happen with you in
the
AFL?
Yeah, we had one of our ex-captains, Stuart Maxfield, as he went up to... make an announcement after winning against Collingwood one time, we said, get the word Struth in. And it was like an easy one, straight off the top. He went, Struth, it was a good win. And the boys have erupted. And everyone's going, why are they laughing behind
me? Yeah. Beautiful. My Kitchen Rules, it's all starting again.
Behemoth.
Isn't it a behemoth? And Manu, we're going to talk to right now.
Next guest is our favourite thing to come out of France since eclairs. Second favourite thing to come out of since eclairs and croissants, actually. You ever put chocolate inside a croissant? It's the best thing in the world. Forget about it. All right, well, third favourite thing. But while the wine's good, get a good Bordeaux. Never go wrong with a Bordeaux. Okay, he's the fourth. He's in the top 10 things to come out of France that we love. In the last decade, he's become one of Australia's most famous celebrity chefs. You'll know him from MKR. Of Origin, or POO, Australia's Got Talent, or AGT. The only abbreviated TV show we haven't seen him on is RBT, which is probably a good thing. He's back on MKR on Channel 7 after the Comm Games. Please welcome to the Rush Hour, the RH, Manu Fidel.
That's a very busy open. I hope you caught all that, Manu. The main thing is, you know that we love you, brother.
What an introduction. Thank you. Fabulous. Thank you so much.
No problem at all, mate. My Kitchen Rules, it is huge. It's back again on Sunday night. What can we expect from this new season?
Well, two things have changed. You may have heard, I've got a new co-host. I've got a few co-hosts. But the big one is our beautiful Nadia Lawson.
Oh, yeah.
And she's a ray of sunshine, to the show, but she's actually a gorgeous woman to work with.
What are the viewers going to expect, I guess, from the way you three interact as judges and I guess deliver the feedback on some of their dishes?
I think if I was in their booth, I would freak out, really. They'd be able to, you know, to not only cook for me, they're used to it, but cooking for Nadia Lawson, you know, it's she's a big thing around the world, so. I would definitely start training, spend hours in the kitchen before I even cook for us.
Hospitality in Sydney, Manu, is it starting to come back to life after the COVID lockdowns?
Yes and no, I suppose. Of course, you know, all the restaurants are open and it's fabulous. But unfortunately, there's no staff. So it's a huge issue where the restaurants can't be run properly, I suppose.
Now, in a previous life, you were a judge on Australia's Got Talent, Manu, and earlier in the show we heard some amazing singing from our very own Candace Warner sitting next to me.
It wasn't amazing.
Can you please judge this for us? Manu, what would you score that out of 10?
I'm going to be very, very generous and give you a 5.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
A generous five. We heard that.
I'm shattered.
And now you know why? Because I sing exactly like that myself.
Now, we're about to talk about what have you eaten, you know, some of those really sort of strange things. You must have eaten some strange stuff in all your travels, mate. What is that one thing that you have eaten that you go, wow, I'm never going to have that again, or that's really weird?
I've had a turtle soup in Hong Kong.
Ooh, what did that taste like?
It was terrible. It wasn't even a soup. It was like it was jelly, and it was black, and it was full of different herbs and spices. Oof. And it wasn't pleasant at all.
Yeah. Don't bring the turtle soup. This
no,
series.
Definitely not, mate. Yeah. It's great to hear from you. Best of luck. No doubt it's going to have millions and millions of viewers. Have a fantastic time with the show, and we look forward to talking to you again, brother.
Cheers, guys. Thank you
very
much.
Thanks, there you go. Manu from My Kitchen Rules. That starts again on Sunday night, like a lot of the big shows do. And Yale University researchers have managed to bring organs in dead pigs back to life hours after these pigs had died. They are smarty pants, aren't they, people at Yale University? The researchers managed to restore blood circulation, and some cellular functions were revived in vital organs such as the heart and the liver. That got me thinking, because that's a pretty boring story, pretty much off the top. But that got me thinking something you said to us not so long ago, Candace, about an ex-boyfriend.
Yes.
And going to dinner with the family.
So, yeah, I had a short relationship once with someone, and he's like, oh, you should come over to meet my parents. We'll have dinner and everything like that. So I was like, yeah, okay, why not? I was sitting there, and the mum served up our meals, and then the father sat at the head of the table like most dads do, and it was just a cooked pig's head just on the plate, the whole head.
Ears, eyes. Yeah.
So no one else was eating that?
No one else was eating pig's head.
He's got a special serving.
It's fair to say I did not go back to that house after that. It was... I was frightened, and he attacked it like it was a delicacy. And apparently it is, like Croatians love it, apparently.
Oh.
But it's...
What did you start with? You started the brains?
I couldn't look.
You were just...
I couldn't. It was...
I mean, if it's just sitting there with the eyes looking at you and the snout
and the two
ears... What
would you attack first? What would you go first?
It'd be sucking on the snout, I reckon.
You reckon?
Straight off the top.
Well, my kids used to watch Peppa Pig.
Or if you go to England, they've got the Percy Pigs, those lollies. They're all right.
Yeah, they're delicious. Mm. Well, it got us thinking about all that weird stuff that you can eat. And we just had Manu on, and Manu was talking about this.
Turtle soup in Hong Kong.
Ooh, what did that taste like?
It was terrible. It wasn't even a soup. It was like it was jelly, and it was black, and it was full of different herbs and spices. Oof. And it wasn't pleasant at all.
Not pleasant at all. What about you, Jude?
I think I've had buffalo burgers, and I've eaten the worm out of the bottom of the tequila bottles things.
Take you long to go to alcohol.
Yeah, all those things. Prawn heads, yeah, barbecue prawn heads. I throw them straight in there. Easy.
What do you mean barbecue prawn heads?
You don't need... Don't worry about, people worry about the poo tube and all that sort of stuff and all that. Eat the whole thing. Eat the whole thing.
Mate, you know, I went to a safari in Africa a few years ago, and one of the things they served up was zebra.
Oh, no.
Yeah, can't have that. I didn't eat it. I couldn't. It was
racing,
just...
That movie, Racing Stripes, have you seen it? Your kid's too young for that?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, so your little zebra that ended up being a racehorse. It was so cute. I couldn't eat it after that. We threw it out there. What have you put in your mouth?
What have you eaten?
What have you eaten? Same thing. And we've got Kevin from Fairfield. G'day, Kev. What did you put in your mouth? What did you eat?
Hey, guys. How are you? Love the show.
Thank you, mate.
I actually had dog and cat in Vietnam.
Oh, wow. How was it?
So how did you know?
A friend actually took me to a restaurant where he said, do you want to try dog? And I said, yeah, all right. And it was it tasted like marinated lemongrass pork chop.
Do you know what type of dog it was? Like a sausage dog or a...
No idea, but if you go to Vietnam, if you want to find a dog restaurant, they've got pictures of German shepherds on it.
Oh, this is too much.
Oh, Kev, it's too much. But thank you for the call.
That's cool. That's decent call. Gavin.
Is. G'day, Gav.
G'day, legends.
How are we?
What did you eat?
Pretty good, thank you. We went to this awesome Yum Cha restaurant in Chatswood, mm-hmm. and we ordered duck feet. We ordered chicken feet, as you do. Mm-hmm. And they served us up these steamed duck feet, this floppy duck feet with a dipping sauce. And I thought I'll give it a crack anyway, and it was a bit crunchy and gross, and the waiters and waitresses were having a bit of a laugh to themselves around the corner. So I think it was a bit of a stitch-up.
What's the webbing part like, is it?
Oh, it was all just kind of... It was like rubber, but a little bit crunchy.
Yeah, that's the crunchy bit, you'd imagine.
Pretty good.
Thanks a lot, Gav. Appreciate it, brother. What about Jay up there in the beautiful Central Coast at the entrance?
Hey, guys, how you going?
Yeah, good, brother.
That's all right. Many years ago, we went up to Brisbane for some under-18s national championships, and the motel we were staying at had a breakfast buffet for us each morning for the couple of weeks we were there. Mm. And one of the coaches decided to play a prank on one of the fellas and removed one of the labels on one of the foods. And so he told our friend it was crumb chicken nuggets. So
delicious.
Our mate was eating chicken nuggets, didn't mind him, and this went on for several days. And after a while, the coach called out across the room to him, "Hey, Damien, you really love those sheep's testicles, don't you, mate?"
Oh, no way.
I still remember him just spitting it out on his plate and scraping his tongue off with his napkin. And
oh, no.
For a couple of days, he's eaten crumbed sheep's testes.
Oh, they must have been all right, though.
Yeah, I mean, I must admit, I'll give him a... I'll give him a
crack. Crumbed, and especially if it's crumbed.
Yeah, exactly right, a little bit of dipping sauce. Time now for this.
The Rush Hours NRL Preview. Thanks to DoorDash, official delivery partner of the NRL.
Yeah, we've got Woodsy in. Woodsy, what about tonight's game? Melbourne Storm up against the Titans. The Storm have got a few changes and their fullback is going to be Munster.
Yeah, it's a massive game for them. Obviously, the Brendan Smith, the Hectic Cheese, is back. They had a first win in 4 weeks last week. So where they're on ladder, it's a huge, huge spot because Brisbane are sort of starting to slip a little bit now, Gussie. So it's massive for them to sort of jump them and try to get a top four spot if one of the sides in the top four do sort of leak out a bit. But and it's another debut for Nofaloma, the lone player. So it's a big game tonight.
So you're thinking the Storm's going to win it?
I think Storm will win easy.
What about Manly at a full chock-a-block Four Pines, the old Brookie Oval up against Para?
Yeah, I'm tipping Manly tonight. I think, you know, Manly get all their players back. They get seven of them back. Parramatta's best player, Mitchell Moses, will be out. I think it's just too big of an out. You know, he's been controlling the team really well. Obviously, Parramatta got two big boppers up front in Campbell Gillard and Paulo, and they've been laying a platform, but it's just a big ask for young Arthur to direct them around the field. And Manly have got a really big point to prove. Those players that didn't play last week, they need to step up tonight and really deliver.
And tomorrow, Woodsy, Rabbitohs taking on the Warriors. Can the Bunnies bounce back from last week's Golden Point defeat?
Yeah, I think so. They were very unlucky. You know, I thought probably the switch of Latrell to centre midway through the game was, you know, it sort of just kept him out of the game a little bit. I think he's a guy that needs the ball in his hand as much as possible. And when he went out the back there, it's just we didn't see much of him. And he missed three field goals. You never see Latrell miss that many. And he is a massive player, and he's the type of player that will really bounce back. And, you know, I thought their middles were really good last week. And, you know, Warriors were really up last week, obviously playing in New Zealand. It was a massive game for him. But I think South will bring him back to earth this weekend.
And then you've got Canberra at home to the Panthers. Now, this is a game that I'm actually tipping an upset.
Ooh.
Yeah, Canberra have won 6 from 8 at home. And with Panthers having a few out, I think, you know, this could be...
I'm with you, Candice. I think this is going to be the game of the round. Mm. You know, they've got both their halves out, Luai and Cleary. And you look at the form that Canberra have been playing. And I'm not sure if Rapana's back as well from suspension. Canberra just been playing what's in front of them, just playing free flow footy, and it's really hurting the sides that they're playing against. And they've just got no fear. They're just the type of. You can tell Ricky Stewart's coaching because he just tells them to go out there and play footy. And Penrith, you know, they obviously got beat last week by Parra. Their first half was pretty poor, but their second half they played some really good footy. But I just think the momentum for Canberra at the moment, they're on a roll, and it's going to be hard to stop for Penrith.
And of course, your team will be taking on the Sharks at Shark Park. What do the boys need to do to get the win there?
We need to start fast against the Sharks. They've been a really good side this year. They're a top four. I think they're coming third, and they're not coming third for no reason. They've been a real quality side. Nico Hines has really led them around the field well. Finucane, McInnes, the new players they've really brought something to the system at Cronulla. So for us, it is a massive one. They touch us up round three this year. They beat us by 40. So, and we don't want to be losing to our little brother, so-called. That's what we sort of say down at the Dragons.
It's
so
on.
It's one of those games that we really need to really come out firing real quick.
Sunday afternoon, Bulldogs, Cowboys. Obviously, Mick Potter's got them going a little bit, but Cowboys too strong in yours.
If you remember round one, that was Bulldog. They beat the Cowboys right on the bell. So they'll have no fear in coming up against the Cowboys. But I suppose where they're on the ladder and the form that the Cowboys have been playing, we played against them last week. We had them for 60 minutes of the game, and mate, they were just too strong for us in the end. They're just so quality players. Drinkwater, Townsend, Tommy Dearden, they're just so much ball movement, and it's just really hard to stop. And I just think it'll be a little bit too much for the Dogs.
And Tigers Knights to round us out, and the Tigers had a good win last week.
Yeah, I think Tigers can go back-to-back this week, obviously, with all the dramas up at Newcastle with Clemmer and the trainer with what's happening there. And I think it's a great time for the Tigers to get them. They're back at Campbelltown this week, and, mate, it's time for them to step up. And, you know, and they're fighting to get off the bottom of the table. Obviously, they're 2 points ahead of the Titans, and this can give a little bit of a jump for them.
Yeah, don't miss a minute of the footy action and get 30% off your first four orders with the NRL's exclusive delivery partner, DoorDash. Thanks, Woodsy. Time now for this.
Gussie's Friday Funny.
Just something for you just to enjoy as you're driving home or getting home. What did Mike Tyson say after working out with Chris Hemsworth?
What's that?
You're going to be Thor in the morning. See you, Candace.
That's all right.
Dell's back on Monday. It's been great having you on the
show.
Thanks, Woodsy. Thanks, Jude. See you at 4 o'clock Monday.
The Rush Hour with Gus, Jude, and Wendell. Weekdays from 4 on Triple M.